Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Ben Trutkin, Deputy Fire Chief with the Knoxville Police Department, about a project involving smoke detectors.
You're working on a project that's going to involve KNIA, KRLS, and the Knoxville community. So tell us a little bit about that.
The National Fire Academy was established by the federal government in the 70s to provide some upper-level education and some organization to the fire service across the United States. The National Fire Academy is in Maryland. It's an academic setting, very similar to college. There's no bunker gear or fighting fire going on there. In the mid-80s, they established the Executive Fire Officer Program as a tool to train higher-level fire officers, give them the tools they needed to make their fire departments and communities better, as well as standardize some of what the fire service is doing across the United States. They admit about 200 people a year into this program. I was fortunate enough to start the program in 2015. I go out to Maryland every year for 2 weeks for some pretty rigorous studies, and then I come back and I have to complete a project. Project this year is coming up, and I'm working my way through it. My topic this year is establishing if there would be a need in the city of Knoxville for a smoke detector distribution program. I'm not designing a program, I'm just trying to establish whether there's a need or not. And I'm doing that through some research and some data collection that KNIA and you guys are going to help me out with.
As far as those smoke detectors are concerned, when somebody's thinking about, I'm sure your questions are fairly self-explanatory,
right?
But I mean, what are those needs in a home? What are the basic requirements for smoke detectors within the average home?
Well, what your readers and viewers and listeners will see if they go to my survey is some pretty simple questions that basically outline the smoke detector requirements in your home. You should obviously have one on every level. Every sleeping space should have a functioning smoke detector. That usually equates to 3 to 5 to 6 smoke detectors per household, depending on the size of your house. Those are your basic requirements. There's also a few more technical aspects of where the smoke detectors are placed, and that's part of this project, is to determine if there's a need in this town for a program like that. Other fire departments, other cities have such programs, but I'd hate to design and put all this effort into a program if the need's not there. That's what I'm using this data collection program to come up with.
To get involved in the survey, what do people need to do?
Obviously, if they're listening to this, they're on KNIA's, either listening on the radio or on the website. Through the website in this story, there'll be a link to a SurveyMonkey survey that I've put together. It might take you all of 30 to 45 seconds once you get in there. There's 5 questions asking if you live in the city of Knoxville, what you currently have for smoke detectors in your house, and then if you'd willing to be part of a smoke detector program if someday we were to put something like that together for the city of Knoxville.
We're talking about, you know, getting more coverage for smoke detectors. And how does that help individuals? How does that help the fire department?
Well, fire prevention is obviously our key. The best fire is one that doesn't happen. Smoke detectors, however, don't really provide a role in fire prevention. They're more detection and alerting. So inevitably, prevention will fail and there will be fires. The more smoke detectors we can have out there, the quicker we can make sure our residents are alerted to any problems in their house. There's countless examples both in Knoxville and throughout the United States of smoke detector success stories. I mean, it literally happens every day. I saw on Twitter a family in the St. Louis area was alerted to a fire by a smoke detector that was placed in their house by their local fire department. So if their local fire department hadn't done that, maybe the outcome would have been different. It's all about early detection to, A, get the people out of the house, and B, get the fire department notified as soon as possible. Appreciate the residents' help. I'll take the information from this and I'll pair it with some demographic data for the city and come up with some rough numbers for what the smoke detector needs would be. And then I can sit down with Chief Mitchell and we can determine whether we really want to move forward with creating a program or not. And then it also helps me with my research project. As I mentioned before, the Executive Fire Officer Program requires research projects to help produce data that helps in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture, the fire service in the United States in general. And I really appreciate the citizens of Knoxville and supporting me in this endeavor, as well as the men and women of the Knoxville Fire Department.
Thanks again to Ben Trutkin. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA, KRLS.com.